Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Go Grow. I'm your host, Michelle Page. And if you are looking to build your company, grow what you already have existing, or scale to new heights, you are in the right place. I am joined today by Miguel Camargo.
Oh, yeah.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having us. Or thanks for having me. Yes. Speaking, I was speaking.
The collective.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, the reason I asked Miguel here today, of course, he's got a ton of entrepreneurial knowledge and advice to share. He's kind of smart. He's got 13 plus years as a regional VP for a well-known financial services company. Correct. But that's not why I asked you here.
Yeah.
You are also the founder of FLOW, F-L-O-W.
Yeah.
And that stands for Future Leaders of the World.
Right, right.
Tell us about that.
Well, I believe in this. In entrepreneurship, it's a lonely game, right? It's a, you know, there's tons of us that are solopreneurs, your small business owners, and even your business professionals. It's a lonely field. And, you know, I find myself in the financial world, your prospecting, your networking, your following up with everybody. And one day I found myself, how do I build a group of people around us that where we have the like synergy, want to go to the same places, maybe different industries. And within our organization, we created a team, which is called FLOW, stands for Future Leaders of the World. And our heart and our intentions are, no matter whether you're working with a short term or long term, we want to instill mindset, sales, negotiations, public speaking, anything that you can take with you, those tangibles and become successful, even if it's not with us long term.
So part of it is upskilling.
Yep.
But part of it is also building those relationships and building a new community for yourselves. Is that right?
No, that's 100%. I believe you are the sum of people you hang around with. And if you are going to go. All right. If you're going to grow, you have to get around people that are willing to pull you up.
Yes.
In my early starting in financial services when 20 years old, I was that outgoing in person, but I had a face full of acne. If you really got to ask me, Michelle, I was insecure inside. And it wasn't until the leaders in my company built a relationship with me. And it wasn't having the most success financially in the business. It was more the, hey, Miguel, learn to build that self-confidence. And then you start to learn how to talk to people. And I got obsessed with talking to people and not just talking, but actually getting to build a relationship, really starting to find out, what are you doing? How can I help you? And that is internally turned into who I am in general. I love people.
But you know what? You just described almost every single entrepreneur I've ever met. You aren't quite sure. You're like, do I have what it takes? Am I that person? Do I have the knowledge and the expertise? The words imposter syndrome. You hear that so much these days. Yeah. And it's because people either lack the confidence or they haven't had the encouragement and the support system that they need. And sometimes you can be your biggest supporter because you've built that better room. I think that's a phrase you've used.
Yeah. I always say this. Go back to what John Maxwell says. You have to faith it till you make it. Act as if where you're going to go. And our society, definitely in young entrepreneurship, definitely in social media, you want to look good. You want to start selling the vision of where you're not, but perceive yourself as that. I've never wanted to be that person. I wanted to say, hey, I'm authentic from the day one. I always tell people, you'll never know if I'm prospering or whether I'm suffering, because at the end of the day, it's my attitude that shows up and we're going to get through whatever we're going through, or we're excited about what we're growing to, right?
Yeah. Years ago, gosh, this was probably around 2008. I went to an all-day event. I was living in Atlanta and it was called Seize the Day. Huge name speakers there, one of which was Les Brown. And one of the things he said is, if somebody asks you, how are you today? Respond with, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Whether it's good or bad, Doesn't matter.
Nope.
Unbelievable.
And to add on to that, you say unbelievable because people are going to say, wow, what do you got going on?
Yeah.
Because it's either unbelievably good or unbelievably bad. At the end of the day, most people don't unbelievably care. They just want to show the personality. Yeah. But I love what Les Brown says that.
Yeah. So that's good stuff. It's amazing. It's amazing. And events like that, I've never seen one with these nationally known speakers. Laura Bush, Sarah Palin. So, of course, you can figure out the time frame here. Mm-hmm. Terry Bradshaw was there. Oh, I'm forgetting some of the other names. But people that are thought leaders are inspirational. And it really, I left there thinking, I can do anything that I want. And I'm going to put in the show notes who was there and some other examples of these free events that are out there. People should take advantage of those.
100%. Yeah.
And I mentioned to you earlier, back in January, February timeframe, I took part in a 3-day free Tony Robbins seminar. It was a virtual seminar.
Okay.
I was not in a good place when I took that. My life was in turmoil.
Okay.
I came out of that. Unbelievable.
Ready to go to war at that point now, right?
And in a good way. Immediately at the end of that, of course, there's always a sale. There's always a pitch for the next product. I signed up for a 4-day Unleash the Power Within. That starts in 2 days.
I love that. I love that.
I'm so excited.
I always like to piggyback off that because you said you're not in a good situation, whether it be mentally, emotionally, whatever it was.
All of that.
You go to a free event online and you know there's something coming on the back end and you don't know where you're going to be in 9 months. But you say, hey, I'm going to sign up for it. I'm going to put whatever finances is down. You make the commitment first, figure the rest out later. Mm-hmm. And now 9 months later, you're excited about the event. You're going to come out in even bigger and more excited person than you are and even more clarity, right? Those events are life changing as long as you go in there with the willingness and wanting to change.
So let me position where I was, where I am today, because literally it's been 10 months.
Okay, 10 months.
I was not in good physical or mental health. Mm-hmm. Financially, my husband and I were trying to get situated that we could sell our Atlanta house, move to Florida, check, 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 get in a good position for future finances. Had not yet launched episode 1 of season 1. We are now recording, I believe, episode 18 of season 2.
Okay. So we got some momentum going. I love that.
I have started Revenue Chasers and transitioned from Sales Chasers to Revenue Chasers, rebranded, refocused, and I'm building content. One action. Building, you know, getting in a better room, surrounding myself with future leaders of the world, that right thought process that makes all the difference. And Miguel, you're helping all the members of Flow do the very same thing day in and day out.
100%. But I'm proud of you for taking that step. It takes a leap of faith because if I could share a similar story with you.
Yeah.
So again, being in the financial services field for 8 years, get to regional vice president, getting what most people call a very good amount of success. I always compare myself to where I want to be, not where I'm at. I don't compare myself to other people. I just say, okay, this is where I want to be. During the pandemic, we didn't know what was going to happen to the business. We didn't know what was going to happen to the world. We go virtual in most of our businesses, which explodes everything what we're doing because our reach is more available.
Oh, yeah. In many ways, the pandemic was good for a lot of business owners, wannabe entrepreneurs, and marketing strategies.
100%.
Catastrophic for some, but depending on what you do with what you're given.
Correct. I want to say it was a catalyst.
Yeah.
Like one of my business partners, good Jason Cuevas, is a catalyst. You build something, you take whatever adversity or leverage and let it catapult you. So one of my agents at the time was a big Eric Thomas fan, E.T. the Hip Hop Preacher. And he was doing well. I said, hey, let's go to the conference in Atlanta. And again, it's my first time really making a huge financial investment into one of my teammates. So we go to the event, and I tell you, we can't get no further back in the room. Like, you spend a few hundred dollars for these tickets, but you're in the back of the room. But the vibe in the room, they have this just amazing culture. Mm-hmm. And they remember, no speakers were on stage yet. But I remember looking to the left as we're vibing in this crowd, and I heard, get in the room. It wasn't from the stage. It was literally, I felt like God was speaking to me, right? And I said, I'm going to go back and I'm going to create a room of individuals, of all my business partners, all my business friends. Mm-hmm. Don't know what's going to come from it. I had no idea what was going to grow from it. But I said, I'm going to start holding networking mixers every other month. And we did that from September 21. And we're still running them today. We have another one tomorrow. So it's been over 3 years we've been running networking events. And they've come together because we've collaborated with other individuals. It's not a one-person show. I can't do everything. But I tell you that.
Stronger together.
Those events have launched, and it's allowed me to rebrand myself. Mm-hmm. Because running financial services, just like any sales position, they're always just trying to sell you something. I don't want to be that person. If you see Miguel's calling you, there's either I'm calling you to check on you or there's money on the other line. How do we get this, make money together? And what it did is turn into a lead magnet for my organization unintentionally. I didn't do it to start it that way.
Right.
But people saw that, hey, Miguel's here to serve, and the business is tenfold.
One of the things when you were telling me about these networking events that you built, you mentioned, come on in, be prepared to meet people. But if you are a real estate agent, an insurance agent, a legal person, put your business card back in your back pocket. Correct. Just meet people, connect with people.
Correct.
Talk to them.
People don't want to be sold. We love to buy, but we don't want to be sold anything. And too many times people are taught to network with the intentions of, hey, let's exchange business cards and let's build. No, if I can build one or two relationships with at any events, I don't need to meet everybody. Let me just connect with Michelle. And we connect, we do coffee, and then we start to build the real roots of our true relationships.
When I first met you, actually, we've met at 5, 6, 7 events over the past however many months, 6 months, maybe. I think it was the third one. I'm like, Miguel, finally, give me your business card. You're like, I don't have one, but I can send you my digital card and we can connect.
Yeah. And the only reason being is I've got business cards somewhere around here. But when they see the name of a company, they will lump you in. Oh, they're part of that organization or they're part of that industry. I don't need to know that. My financial services company is an extension of who I am. It's not who I am.
So you need flow business cards that says, how can we help each other? How can I help you?
Yeah. So if you look at the digital business card, it doesn't even say my name. Most people don't even know what company I represent until two or three conversations away. You're like, my God, what is it you do? And I do this like,
You wouldn't even tell me the first two times.
And it's not because it's because I don't care to talk about myself.
Yeah.
And this comes from someone who's very, in reality, I'm an A-type personality. I'm very center of attention. I want to be somebody in my life. But I learned to turn that off because people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And so I focus solely on other people. And then eventually when people say, Miguel, you've never tried to sell me anything. You've never tried to bring me onto your organization. Finally show me what you, and when I finally presented to them, they're like, it's a no brainer, I'll do business with you.
Right. I've had, I don't even know how many dozen individuals have contacted me or their representatives have contacted me. Mm-hmm. Hey, I see you have a podcast. Not, hey, I saw this episode and really found this insightful or enjoyed this guest. Mm-hmm. I see you have a podcast. I'd love to come on, or so-and-so that I represent would love to come on and talk about this new book that they're launching. Mm-hmm. What value are you going to share with my audience? Don't pitch a book.
Yep.
Don't pitch a new product. Mm-hmm. What value are you going to share? Because this is not a pitching podcast. This is a coaching podcast.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love that.
So they aren't guests.
No. Okay. And I think people will learn eventually that in this society today, again, I'm a very direct individual, but ask how you can serve. Mm-hmm. The one thing I ask people is, what can I help you with? Is there any person you need? I can know you for 5 minutes. Hey, what do you do? Mm-hmm. What do you need? How can I help you? And people, when you start ask people their problems, again, being a business owner, you find a problem, you can solve the problem. There's money to be made there.
Yeah.
And maybe it's not a monetary value you gain, but you built a rooted relationship that when they talk to each other, you remember we connected through Miguel? We connected through Miguel.
You know, oh, that crazy Miguel.
Yeah. I always say that people are going to say you're either going to know Miguel by how he is or he just loves people.
When I first moved to Florida, mm-hmm. actually, I take that back. Coming out of the pandemic, and I went through a shift there. Of course, my business was severely impacted because I worked with SMBs and entrepreneurs. So I actually had a full-time job coming out of the pandemic working on a mission-critical COVID-related project.
Yeah.
As soon as I felt that I had done what I needed to do, I was back to my own business. And I felt like I needed to regenerate, restart. And I started networking feverishly. And I was holding probably 20 to 24 networking meetings a week.
These are individual one-on-ones?
Individual one-on-ones via Zoom.
Okay.
I joined a number, primarily through LinkedIn networking groups, up the alley of primarily peers.
Yeah.
Not even necessarily clients, peers. Mm-hmm. And I would want to just do a meet and greet. And I always ended with, how can I help you? Mm-hmm. I can't tell you the number of people that were shocked.
Don't ask.
And they were like, I don't know. I never thought about it. And this was sometimes after they pitched me.
Yeah.
Very few of them asked how they could help me.
Mm-hmm. And how much of a standout did that have on you personally? You know what? They can't help me right now, or I don't need their mm-hmm. services right now, but I'm going to be an advocate for them. One of our friends, Sonia, a really good friend of ours.
She was guest number one of season two.
Of course. Why wouldn't she be?
Why wouldn't she be?
I talk about Sonia a lot.
Yeah.
Literally. Sonia and I will have conversations. Hey, what is it you need? How are you? What's going on? Hey, how's the family? One of the biggest things I took away is, how's your family doing? And I've learned this stuff over time. I watch a lot of interviews and I pick up on stuff. Give you a good example, whether you like the guy or not. Dana White did an interview. Dana White's the president of the UFC. And they were asking him, why are you endorsing this candidate? And he says, you know what? This candidate helped me out when I was not doing well in our business. And the first question he always asked me is, how's your family doing?
Makes a difference.
And I just said, you know what? If that multi-billionaire is asking someone, I'm pretty sure they're good friends, why don't you ask everyone how their family's doing? Maybe you don't even know their kids. But if you bring up their kids enough times, eventually you're going to know that there's this age.
Right.
And you intentionally start asking questions. And I'm the kind of person that I take notes. I take heavy notes. Once I leave here, Michelle does this. Michelle does that. And I'm looking for those referrals to give you. And that can build up our true relationship.
You're absolutely right. And I took notes from every one of those networking meetings. I put them into my contacts. Mm-hmm. And if it was a good conversation, a give and take, get to know you conversation, mm-hmm. I'm still referring back. Even if I don't remember their name, I know somebody did marketing that was focused on the climate. Mm-hmm. Who was that? I go back in my notes. This is who I need to introduce you to. It's effective.
And isn't that awesome that you go to these events? So I'm a high advocate. Go to your local events. Mm-hmm. Get to know people. Ask questions, be authentic, because one thing about me is I've learned you're not turning people on unless you're turning people off. And I don't go purposely to turn people off, but you get to know me. I'm authentic from day one. I'm going to say whatever's on my mind. I don't weave one lay left or right. I'm just going to be authentically who I am. And I've gone to events where people like, you just see their guard drop. Oh my gosh, I can be authentic with myself. You just said something that most people wouldn't politically say. They felt something. Okay,
we got a relationship. You have to know your audience.
100% know your audience. Again, don't pick and choose when you say things.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, no, I agree with you on what you're saying about as far as doing all the multiple interviews.
Yeah. So let's go back to a couple of things. Mm-hmm. When we got into a deeper conversation about flow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I asked you, what is your motivation? And there's a few things that you specifically told me. Mm-hmm. And I thought, speaking of authentic, mm-hmm. these are some of the notes that I took. You said that you have a genuine love for people. You want to see them do well. Mm-hmm. You think that most people really aren't playing to their full potential.
100%.
And you want to help them tap into that.
Yep.
You also said a lot of people, once they get comfortable financially, they don't really see beyond that. They don't really make the effort to go beyond that. They may not see that there's options beyond that. And when you get good, it's only good until it's not good enough anymore.
100%.
So tell me what types of things that you do in flow that leverages that philosophy, those feelings that you have to help bring people forward.
So everything's generally one-on-one basis. So let's just say we have a huge Facebook group. It's got over 2,000 people in there. It's a private group that anyone that's within our general area, come join it. And our goal is to empower people. So give me an example. So you said someone's got a book launch. Mm-hmm. I've got a friend that's got a book launch.
Dr. Jamar.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got a book that's launching. I said, bro, what can I do to help you? And he says, we got the book launch. I said, let's do an event around the mm-hmm. book. I wasn't planning on doing an event. I did a great one last month and I was not going to do one this month. But once I found out you have this, I've got a good amount of audience over here. Let me bring people together and expose them to what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Why? Because A, I believe in him. There's trust there. And there's proof of concept that he knows what he's doing. And since I've seen him execute, it would be selfish for me to not introduce these individuals to each other. And when to get back to the question you asked is, how do we do that? And why do I want to see people win? It's a lonely game out here. Mm-hmm. People are always so, what's in it for me? When do I get my next paycheck? I got to take care of my family. If you can build the right tribe of people around you that's got each other's back, genuinely, man, you could take over the world together. You don't need everybody. You just need a few people that have got your back 100%. And we all have our different talents, which just helps us out.
And the thing about having the event to help spread the word about Dr. Jamar Suber's book, you're not promoting the book.
No.
You're sharing the value of what Dr. Suber has in Correct. The book.
Correct.
So that you can spread knowledge, mm-hmm. lift up people, and again, advance flow, future 100%. Leaders of the world.
I believe this. If, Michelle, we help the Go Grow revenue chasers business grow, and there's money coming in because of a relationship that I had 2 weeks ago, man, I can't wait to just hear the feedback. And I'm like, yo, y'all made money together? Dope. I don't have to have a financial interest in it. I just want to see your business grow, your income grow. Because we live in an amazing country and most people take this for granted. We're Mexican-American, right? And when we look at cultures of America, a lot of people are entitled and they don't work. They don't take advantage of the American opportunity until it's too late. As I was born here in America, I realized my dad came to this country with a third grade education. 5 years ago, I took him to DR, to Dominican Republic with me. And he said, Miguel, you were born in America. You have no excuse not to be successful.
Wow.
And this comes from a guy who worked his way up, built a very successful concrete company. And every day he goes to work.
I'd call that successful.
Yeah. But you believe it or not, my dad has had he's had a cancer for a while. Mm-hmm. He refuses to talk about it, but he gets up every day, goes to work.
If you speak about it, it's real.
Yeah.
Not to say that you want to ignore it.
Yeah.
But if you dwell upon it, if that's the subject of your interactions with people,
yep.
It shifts your mindset. It shifts everybody else's mindset. Take care of your business. Yep. Get the support you need. But don't let it become don't let it become your world. Don't let it become the one thing that has your focus when you've got so much to live for.
100%.
And I don't mean to demean any disease.
Of course not. But I say that to you. Doesn't matter where you come from, what you look like. Go to work, make your family better. But that's what pushes me today in our group.
Yeah. And to piggyback on that, not just go to work, but follow your dreams. Mm-hmm. Don't just go do something to earn a living. Follow your dreams. If you don't love it.
No, listen, yeah. Life is too short. You graduate high school with all this enthusiasm and bright.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Hopefully you are. I graduated high school 17 years ago, which is crazy to think of. Halfway through, I'm 34 now, graduated at 17. That flew by like that.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk numbers.
You're 26. I got you.
Sure, we'll go with that.
But I say that because we start with so much enthusiasm and we get beat down in life. And we got to build a tribe around people that will say, hey, all right, don't worry. You're down. Okay, let's weep a little bit, but get your ass back up and let's go to work.
Okay, so let's do a little breakdown here. Mm-hmm. You graduate, okay, you said you're 34.
Yep.
I'm not. You're male.
Yeah.
I'm female. You're first generation Mexican American. My gross mama and gross papa Tekin came here from Germany in the late 1800s. There may be educational differences. There may be regional differences where we grew up. Mm-hmm. Your father is an entrepreneur. My mother was an entrepreneur. So we have that in our background.
Right.
But on the surface, we may not look like we're in the same tribe.
Not at all. No.
It's the mindset.
Yep.
And it's the heart.
I believe we have to operate on the same frequency.
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
Yep.
So when you go into a room, that community that you're building, mm-hmm. getting into that better room, talk to someone. Don't look at them and say, I don't belong here.
No. I believe the best thing to go into networking is go with somebody that you can partner up with. And then each of you, hey, let's go talk to one person. Let's just go start a conversation. Because I used to be shy. I used to be introverted to where I couldn't look you in the eye. But if you're going to go to networking events, if you're going to communicate through social media, and you're scared, find the best way where you can do it, where you're comfortable. Okay, maybe you start talking about something someone's wearing on their shirt. Is you're a Gator fan, unfortunately? Yeah, someone might be a Gator fan.
Go Dogs!
Yeah, come on. Come on. Did we just connect again? I'm from Atlanta. I don't know.
NBA, UGA.
Come on. Let's go with that, guys. But in that example, look for a way to just break down the similarities and start. Look for things that can make you feel comfortable and have a conversation. Yeah. And then just ask questions.
Yeah. Talking about not knowing whether or not you belong, I do. And also being introverted. Mm-hmm. This podcast has helped me bridge from introvert to extrovert. Mm-hmm. When I'm in a leadership position, when I am, I guess, the focus of attention and decision-making or a peer, I was not an introvert at all. I felt confident. I knew what I was talking about. I was very much solid. Mm-hmm. And I felt good sharing my knowledge. If I went to a networking event, a live networking event, I was a wallflower.
Really?
I did not want to go up and talk to people. I didn't want to approach someone. I didn't want to go say, hey, that's a nice suit you have. My name's Michelle. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah. So that was not me. One-on-one, small groups, good. Put me in a room of 50, 100, 150 people. Oh, no. This podcast has been so good for me.
Good.
So, point of the story, if you're an entrepreneur, small business owner, someone who wants to be, maybe you're a student and you're trying to figure out how to get into that confidence arena, be a guest on a podcast.
Yeah.
Go into a small networking group. Mm-hmm. That will help you get more confidence. And that also ties into imposter syndrome. We talked about that earlier. Mm-hmm. I've been in sales, marketing, revenue ecosystem for over 30 years. Mm-hmm. Even I, from time to time, have imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
I never knew what it was. Mm-hmm. I never knew what it was. about a year and a half ago, I saw a video on LinkedIn. And I will find that video, get a link, and identify who it was. It was a professor. She was an academic doctor, PhD. And she spoke at length about imposter syndrome. And it was so enlightening. You can't be an imposter if you think you're an imposter. Mm-hmm. Because it just goes to show you know what you're talking about.
100%. You have to state yourself first. And I think that's a problem most people have. The reason they fall in that imposter syndrome, they're afraid to declare what they're going to do. Because the moment you declare, you have to go do it. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're a fraud. And no, I agree. If I can help somebody with this, I grew up in a very Christian household, so God and my faith is huge to me. There was one time where I'm at the altar and I'm like, God, thank you for helping me build this, do this. And I'm just like, and I'm struck. I heard a moment of God. I said, God, help. Thank you for helping me build my brand. He says, you won't build any brand unless you're branded by me. I promise you that was the word of God. I was like, okay. And I'm telling you, I still lead my business today with the God first mentality, because most people aren't going to walk into a church. I have to be that walking example and the best way I can, far from perfect. But I tell you that because in my tribe, I had pastors come and I bit my business that said, Miguel, you're too one dimensional. You need to expand what you can talk about because everyone only knows you for this. And that's what allowed me to start opening up to talk to other people about what they do and not just be so quick to pitch what I'm talking about.
Lesson one in sales is listen more than you talk.
100%.
Two ears, one mouth. Mm-hmm. And that applies to life. Definitely applies to networking.
Correct.
The whole concept of flow is what you shared with me before is put your intentions up front. Mm-hmm. And when you talk to somebody, say, I truly want to know what you do. Mm-hmm. What are your goals? What have you done to get where you are? And how can I help you get to that next level?
Absolutely. I can tell you one thing in networking is find a good mentor.
Oh, yes.
Find a good mentor. I've had multiple mentors in my life, whether it be Jason Cueva, Asley Peralta, Nate Scott. And my most recent one was Chris Patterson. Mm-hmm. They've all poured into me over the years because they saw where I was, mm-hmm. they poured into me, and now I continue to do the same for younger people today.
That's wonderful.
But that, again, allows me to network because they put me in rooms where I felt unqualified to be in. I'm just there. Do I belong here? I shut up and just listen. I don't talk. I just ask questions and just listen to what people are talking about.
Lift yourself up by listening to others.
100%. Yeah.
And you mentioned Sonia before. She is a force.
Yeah.
One of the things she frequently says is get in the room.
Yep.
Whether you think you belong or not, get in the room. And I think that's especially important for women, minorities. I talk a lot about helping veterans. They've got so much more to give than what they've already given.
For 100%. A lot of them are more qualified for business than a lot of people.
Yeah. They have such an applied education, mm-hmm. real life and death.
Yeah.
Also, I have a passion for helping anyone who is touched by mental health challenges.
Okay.
Whether they have it themselves, a partner, friend, family member, if someone experiences those mental health issues, that probably will enhance imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
It may add more barriers to them achieving what they're trying to get or getting resources. Get in the room.
Yeah.
There's people like me in that room who will seek you out and help you.
100%. You don't know what you don't know. You don't know who you don't know. You ever heard that phrase? It's not what you know, it's
who.
There's a good book. It's called Book on Sales. It's like the Little Red Book of Sales. And it says, it's not only that, it's who knows you and what do they know you for?
Oh, I like that.
If people know you for to be what you're doing, man, you got to go talk to Michelle. Like, there's a really good person in Jacksonville named Molly McDaniels. I met her at a networking event. Unbelievable energy. She's just a connector of people. When I saw them, we're the same.
So why don't I know her?
You will after today.
Thank you.
You will after today. Because she had that like heart say, you got to know. Oh, you know what? You got to know. I was just like, I like you, Molly. You're good people.
Every time I run into Sonia, especially at an event, she's, oh, this is Miguel. He'd be great for your podcast.
Because again, you're always trying to put people on, what we call people, put people on game where they can gain value position. But yeah, no, that's good.
And even the half dozen or more times that you and I have met up in person mm-hmm. at various events, you and I just had a one-on-one Zoom, I think it was last week.
Yep.
30 minutes between the two of us, I think we came up with 8 introductions. Oh, I've got to introduce you to this person, or you have to introduce me to that person. Mm-hmm. One in particular, you shared with me that you are in the midst of writing a book.
I am, yep.
On networking.
Yep.
And I said, I know 2 people in my network mm-hmm. that have written successful books on networking. One of which is Ricky Steele mm-hmm. in Atlanta, very, very well known in the Atlanta community and beyond. And his book is The Heart of Networking. So I still owe you that introduction.
Love that.
The other book is Networlding. And Melissa Wilson wrote that book mm-hmm. and a whole series of books on networking. And I will put you in touch with her as well.
Can't wait.
And then you found quite a few that you're going to introduce me to as well. Yep. A couple that you already have, a Suber.
Yep.
And a couple of your mentors. Yep. So I'm very excited to make these introductions a reality and help each other.
Oh, I'm happy for it also, because I'll give you the introduction of why I wanted to even do a book. The first book I ever had in my head, in my heart, was a book called Getting Out of Your Own Way. Mm-hmm. It's letting godly principles stop you or help you overcome the fear of rejection, worry, doubt, to stop you from to actually pursue what you mm-hmm. want to do. And I always felt when I was writing that book, it wasn't authentic just yet, because I don't think I had enough life experience when I started writing it. But the networking book, I live it. I breathe it.
You are networking.
People ask me, Miguel, how do you do this? I'm like, I don't know. You just do this. And then it took me a while for me to actually come into internally. Okay, Miguel, you do have a gift here. You do something every day. You have the reps in, even though it wasn't natural. It was a muscle that I built over the last 14 and a half years being in financial services.
Yeah.
That opened up that door.
So many people are naturally gifted at something, mm-hmm. whether it's you with networking and those people connections, whether it's an elite athlete, an artist, a singer. I was naturally gifted at sales, never had a problem with it. Of course, I was out there peddling stuff for private schools and Girl Scouts from a young age.
Okay.
And then when I got into sales as a career, I thought, it's so simple. Why are people having problems with this? Mm-hmm. And then I quickly realized it is a skill. Mm-hmm. It can and should be taught. And almost immediately, I just naturally started coaching my peers and the career began. So you almost owe it to the public at large and to your community to share this knowledge and value.
100%.
That's awesome.
And just again, back into the networking, if I can help you, because I like what you said, you're bridging between the podcast and helping you bridge things. Uh-huh. One of the biggest things that motivated me was bridging communities. Again, I look Hispanic. My Spanish ain't fluent. I go into to my Hispanic community, and they just start talking. And da da da. I'm like, slow down a little bit. And sometimes I mess with them. I pull out Google Translate just like that. Like fake Mexican, right? But I have a friend, Yaya, Janita Cardona, one of my good friends. I met her at a networking event. I just turned around. I felt her energy. I'm like, there is something about you. I got to get your number. We became friends. Not knowing that years earlier, her family were all clients of mine and we had met, and that's been years ago.
Wow.
She does incredible. That's someone that you need to connect with. It's like, Yaya, Janita Cardona, amazing person. You meet her energy. People love her. She is the pillar and the connector of the Hispanic community. And when I see her, I'm like, I need to connect her with other people like this. But when I saw that, I see a lot of Hispanics and a lot of other minorities don't do business together. They all stay within their own little circle, and that's fine, but money's green. We need all this money to travel within and interchange within communities. So when I do the networking stuff, I literally try to find people that are complete polar opposites and put them together and just see if there's some synergy there.
Okay. Lesson to be learned here. Season 3, which will be in 2025, mm-hmm. one of my plans is to add a new format, which is to have panel discussions mm-hmm. on the podcast. And I've been looking for ideas that would be intriguing and educational.
Okay.
You have spurred that idea.
Boom, let's go. Or
an idea. And it will be having guests that are heavily involved in different, either ethnic or gender or racial communities. You had mentioned Hispanic. Of course, there's female focused. Mm-hmm. There's racial focused from other nationalities. All of these communities around the Jacksonville area, since I'd love to have it in the podcast studio.
Yeah.
Get leaders within each of those communities together and say, okay, why are y'all not working together and how do we make it happen?
Yeah. The conversation just has to start.
Yeah.
Put egos to the side. We all say your ego ain't your amigo. And you got to, if you want to make money, you got to solve each other's problems and find a way to collaborate. One of my good friends, Jessica Vasquez, she's coined this, is collaboration over competition.
Awesome.
It's a focus on that. Yeah.
Awesome. This has been such an enjoyable conversation, as always.
I appreciate you.
With you, Miguel. One of the things that came out of our conversation last week was the plan.
Yep.
Of putting together an entrepreneurship conference.
Correct.
Sometime in 2025, yep. Hopefully the first half. Mm-hmm. Maybe the first quarter.
Yeah. You never know what comes together, right?
Exactly. And just finding an opportunity to bring value, resources, knowledge, and community for entrepreneurs, small business owners throughout the area.
Yeah. The idea was that my coach, Chris Patterson, last year, we put together a goal setting workshop. And he said, Miguel, go into 2024 to build a better room. And that was the mentality of get around people of not only higher value, but honestly, higher income. See, Jacksonville is a very great community, but income wise, it's very sporadic.
Yeah.
Again, and we all have our different seasons, right? But the goal is to put on like a Tony Robbins event, to throw one of the largest entrepreneur conferences in the city, that Jacksonville becomes that, hey, Orlando's great, Tampa's great, Miami's amazing. But Jacksonville's known for this. We're one of the biggest small business cities per capita in the nation, right? We can be small business owners, but we got to be small business owners that make a lot of money. Because you can have an LLC or an S Corp or C Corp, whatever that is. But are you making money? And are you profitable? We got to build up the room of people where, hey, you can't do all that by yourself. Go hire this group where now you actually employ people. It's one thing to be a self-employed person where you're just thinking enough to make enough money for yourself. No, you need to think 10 times bigger. How do I hire people and become the resource? That's the biggest thing in networking is I find the resources and find the resource. How do we merge those two together where now we're helping these companies and the community's getting helped and everyone's employed, everyone's making a lot of money.
That sounds not a goal, but an eventuality.
Oh, yeah. It's happening.
Absolutely.
It's in my life script. It's happening. When I say we, whoever we're collaborating with, because it will be a Flow event, but it will not be put on only by Flow. We will throw one of the largest, most successful entrepreneur conferences in the city. It's because we got the greatest people around us. It has nothing to do with Miguel. It is just a community of people around us that said, hey, listen, I buy into the vision. Now let's just go make it happen.
Consider Revenue Chasers and Glow Grow part of that vision.
I love it. Love it. Come on. Let's go.
Thank you, Miguel, for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Michelle.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining Miguel Camargo and myself for this exciting and motivational episode of Go Grow. Find someone today that you can help. Share this episode and the podcast with another entrepreneur who is trying to scale their business, looking for resources, and looking for that community that can help them build a better room. Have a wonderful day. Join us for the next episode.